all of these psulim, whether it's a czar or a current apostle, she kiblu es adam, let's say he made a kabbalah es adam with a machshav or chutzas man of chutzim koymoi, so chuda means nothing, since for kabbalah you have to have a koyin, and here the koyin was possible, it's not called an avoider. So therefore, even though he thought a real machshav, the machshav is not chal, and therefore, im yesh dam hanefesh, if there's more blood in the neck of the animal, the korban, yachzor hakosher v'kabel, do the avoidus kabbalah over again, because the first kabbalah that was done through a psul or a zar is not called a kabbalah at all. What's going to be kibbal hakosher? Let's say a kosher kohen made the kabbalah, and after he made the kabbalah, the nosan apostle, he handed it over to a kohen that's apostle. The mishnah says yachzor hakosher, let him return it back to the kosher. This we had exactly had already this Gemara before in the first parrot, in the second parrot. But halacha shleb regular, shmo halacha, not shmo halacha. If it's called halacha, then you have to make sure it doesn't come close to the mizbeach. Here it's talking about, it did not go closer. Therefore, yach la kosher. The old halacha shleb regular, shmo halacha, then there's nothing wrong. Now, kibbul b'yamino, let's say a crane was mekabel the dam in his right hand the way he's supposed to, and then the nosan was smirly, he put it into his left hand, so that's no psul. Let him just put it back in his right hand and continue making the halacha. What's going to be kibbul b'klishoros? The kohen made a good kabbalah with the klishoros. The nosan l'kli choil, then he poured out the dam into a regular kli. The halacha is yachzor l'kli kodesh. Let him just pour it back into the kli kodesh and it's kosher. It doesn't become sul the fact that in between it went into a kli choil. As long as at the beginning the dam came from the neck of the animal straight into a kli shoros, that's called a kabbalah. What's going to be now nishpach min hakli al haritzpah? Let's say after you made a good kabbalah, now the dam spilled from this kli shoros onto the floor, and the osu yikayin gathers it together again and puts it back in kli shoros again. Kosher, there's no psul since there was a kabbalah made, and now there's no halacha done here as we had before in the Gemara. Then now you just gather it together and you make a kosher halacha. What's going to be nosnu agabi akedus? Let's say if you made the kabbalah sadam and the halacha, now you make this rik, you put the dam on the plank going up to the mizbeach. Shalei k'neged ha'yisoid, because you put the dam on the wrong corner of the mizbeach, the corner that does not have the yisoid to it, mizrachas remes. Or else nosan, you put the dam etanis and lamata, it's supposed to put it on the bottom part of the mizbeach. Lamala, instead you put it on top, the top part of the mizbeach. Or else the opposite way, the etanis and lamala, the dam that's supposed to be on the top part of the mizbeach, you put it now lamat in the bottom part of the mizbeach, or else you sanistim b'fnim, the dam is supposed to be brought in the mizbeach apnim, you brought it b'chutz in the mizbeach achitzayin. You sanistim b'chutz, the dam is supposed to be put on the mizbeach achitzayin, you put it by mistake b'fnim, in the mizbeach apnim inside. The locher is in all these cases, in yesh dam ha-nefesh, if there's more dam ha-nefesh left in the animal, yachzor hakosher v'kabel, let him make a new kabbalah and a new zrika. And we had the Gemara before, because here we're talking about that the psulim made these rikas. Therefore, it's not called a zrika at all. Therefore, if there's more dam, you can make a new kabbalah and a new zrika. If a kohen kosher would have made these type of zrikas, even though it's on the wrong place, but now we had the Gemara before, we passed in shleidim kaimon. It's called like a reach to mizbech, it's from kaimon domi, and it would be called a zrika. Here, the halacha that you could do the zrika over again is because we hold, or really it's Kali's that is there. If you hold Shleidim Kaimon, if Kim Kaimon Dami, you have to say here that Psulim did it. And if you hold before Shleidim Kaimon was last Kim Kaimon Dami, it's not called the Zerik at all, then even if a Kosher did it, it's not called the Zerik at all, you could do it over again. Alright, we'll stop there. We'll continue the Gemara on the next day. You were holding Daf Lamed Beis Amud Aleph by the Gemara. Gemara says, Sadiq from the Mishnah is that Shochetu Diyevid In. Mashma, that's what we say a Zar is kosher to make a Shechita by Kochim. Mashma Tony Diyevid. If he did it, then it's good. But Mashma Lechetchila Loi, well, Lechetchila at the beginning, you should not have a Zar to do it, but rather it's better to have a Kohen to make the Shechita. That's what's Mashma, because the Mishnah says, Kol Absulim Sheshochetu. Mashma, if they made the Shechita, then Shechitos and Shera. But Mashma, that's not the way the Chetchila is supposed to be done. Nor says, Ruminu, I have a question, is that true? we dash in the Gemara and Yumin, it says, Vishokat, so we dash in Shchita Bezak Sheirom, that a Zar is allowed to make a Shchita on Karbonis. Why? Sha Shchita Ksheri Bezorim, because a Shchita is kosher even with a Zar, even not though he's a Kohen. Uve Noshim, a lady can make a Shchita. Uve Yavodim, Uve Tumeim, even though you're Tamei. The Afilo B'Kotshi Kedoshim, even by Kotshi Kedoshim also, we have this cloud that a Zar is allowed to make the Shchita by Korban. Why? Because the Pasuk says B'Shochat. Now the other Gemara is, maybe not that way. maybe it's not that way. Ela B'Kahanim, maybe you need a Kohen to make the Shchita. How do you know to tell me B'Shochat means even a Zar? Maybe it means only a Kohen. The Gemara says, Amarta, I'll tell you. V'chimein Bosa. From where are you coming from? Like, where would, what's the Havmina to say, you should have to have a Kohen? It does not say the word Kohen here. So Chorb Shiti does not need a Kohen. The Gemara says, no, the Havmina was, Nechlau Shenema, since the post it says, in Banidvorm, V'at u'vonecha itcho, Tishmu esku naschem, Nechol devar ha'mizbeach, but since the post it says, Mach, with anything that has to do with the Mizbeach, you should need a Kohen. So Yochel, I would have thought to say, that maybe after Shchita, maybe even the Shchita should also be done with the Kohen. So how do you know to tell me that a Shchita is kosher bizarre? But when this Pasuk of the Yato Vanecho, Itcho Tishmu es Kunaschem, L'chol Devar HaMizbeach, would be mashm anything. So mashm even the Shchita also has to be done with the Kohen, not with the Zar. So how do you know to say that even a Zar was kosher for Shchita? On this we say, Talmud Lema, the Pasuk says in the beginning of Vayikra, V'shochat es ben ha'bokol afnei Hashem v'ikrivui, but b'shas shchita just says v'shochat mashma anybody. Then by v'ikrivu there it says v'ikrivu b'nei Aaron ha'kohanim. So it does in mikabola v'eloch mitzvah kuna, that you only need a kohen starting from the kabbalah. By the kabbalah sadam onward, after that the halacha and the zrikom have to be done with the kohen. But the shchita, Limud, we learn out from this pasuk, al hashchita shekshero b'chol adam, that a shchita is kosher with anybody. That's why the pasuk says tam, v'shochat es ben habokos ne'ashem, mashma the shchita is kosher with anybody. Then when it says v'krivu, there it's mashma mikabol of yelech. Now if there it says v'krivu b'niyahu nakahanim, from there we say you need a kohen. From kabol onward it's mitzvah kuna. That's what we're saying, limud, so the Chorus Mashma Lechetchila, a Zar is allowed to make the Shchita. So why is our Mishnah say Loshnov Sheshochetu only be the Eved? Gemara says true. Really, who Adin the same Halacha should apply? The Afilu Lechetchila Nami. Even Lechetchila, a Zar is allowed to make a Shchita by Kochim. So why does the Mishnah say Loshnov Sheshochetu? Or Mishum the Kaboy Lemisna? Because since our Mishnah wants to also say that Tameim, that a person that's Tamei, he is also allowed, he is also, his Shchita is also kosher. But here where a person is Tamei, here for sure it's only Lechetchila, he should not make the Shchita if you are Tamei. And why? Because in the Rabbanim there's a Gzeira, Shema Yigi the Basar. We're afraid maybe you'll touch the Basar, you'll be Metama the Basar. And we don't want that to happen. Therefore, Lechetchila, we tell a Tamei, a person that's Tamei, not to make the Shchita. So therefore, Tana Sheshachatu. Therefore, it says Alocha that B'dievet, if they made the Shchita, it's Kshera. Really, that's going, that lashon is going only on a person that's Tamei. But some a person that's a Zar, or a Kohen that's Apostle, or Balmum, there even Lechetchila, he's allowed to make the Shchita. Now the Gemara says, V'tomei B'dievet Shachatomei, but what are you telling me? A person that's Tamei, if he makes the Shchita, B'dievet, it is kosher. I remember, I have a question. It says v'somach v'shochat v'dashimot v'somach make a smicha, put your hand on top of the head of the animal, and then v'shochat make a shchita. So v'dashin ma smicha b'tahirim, just like the smicha on the korban has to be done the person that's tahor, and we'll soon see later how do we know this. Av shchita b'tahirim, the same thing, that the shchita also has to be with the person that's tahor and not with the person that's tamei. So how the meaning is, this is a psul midiraisa. So who it's mashna, if the Tomei makes a shchita even with the evidence possible. Gemara says, not midirabonin. I'll tell you, this drush is only midirabonin. And it's exactly like Rashi says, Hashem the Yigah B'Bosor. But the Rabbanon is also because we're afraid maybe you'll come to touch other meat. Now the Gemara says, "My shenos smicha." What do you say this by smicha? The pasuk says, "Lufnei Hashem." So therefore, you're telling me what a smicha has to be done with the person that's tor, because it says, "Lufnei Hashem." So if so, shchita nami b'shchita itself also. Hakseid the pasuk says, "Lufnei Hashem." So what do I have to learn from the somach b'shocha? Just like smicha is b'tor, the person's tor, a shchita also. That shchita also says the word "Lufnei Hashem." So I would know by itself you have to have a person's Torah. The Gemara says like this. No, Evshe diyovid sakin arucho v'shochit. It's possible to shrita, even though the animal has to be lufnei Hashem, inside the Azara. And look, if you're tamei, you're not allowed to be inside. But the pshat is, you could be standing outside the Azara, and you'll have a nice long knife. And with the long sakin, you'll make the shrita. But Efshe Diyozit Sakin Arucho, that's in the case where it would be kosher, where the person is standing outside the Azara. He's Tomei, but he has a nice long knife, and then he's making a shchita with this knife. So the shchita goes in, the knife goes inside, and makes the shchita on the behemoth that's inside. The Gemara says it so. Smicha Nam, the Chur said the same story by Smicha also. Efshe Demail Yodei, the Samach, maybe he could stick his hands inside the Azara, and put his hands on top of the carbon, maybe to make a smicha. As the Chura, now when the animal's alive, there's no still like to touch it when you're tummy. You're not going to be in the tummy of the animal when it's alive. If the only Shiloh will soon say by the shchita, that after he makes the shchita, he has to be careful not to touch the meat. Because once he makes the shchita, once he kills the animal, now the Allah is the animal is mekabel tumah. The boss is mekabel tumah. But the smicha, the shashi making a smicha, the animal's still alive, there the animal is not in the Kabbal Tumah. Even though the person is Tumah, it has to be with Hashem. Let him be standing outside and just to put his hands inside. Maybe that's the way he'll make a smicha. That's the more kasha. Tumah says, no, Kisoba, we hold that the Diyas, this time holds, that the Diyas to Niksas Shimod Diyas. That you know, even putting your hands inside the Azara when your tummy is also, even though it's a bias to mixas, I mean the only part of you is coming in, that's also. And the Torah says that a tummy should not come into the Beis Hamikdash, not only does it mean the whole body, a roi for the body, but even a mixas, even just the hand is also to put in. Therefore the smicha you cannot make when you are tummy. But the shchita is possible to have a nice long knife, and you'll be standing completely outside, and your hands also will be outside. Just a long blade will go inside and make the shchita. So that's why the smachta to say that you should not do it when you tome is from the tekesh of the somach b'shochat. But just like smicha should not be done when you tome, the same thing in the shchita also. The more answer is only the rabbanon, but maybe right. So like it says in our mishnah, if a person has tome makes the shchita is kshela. Rav Chisda masni itcha. Rav Chisda learned it the opposite way, like this. The somach v'shochat. This is the limud. And it says the word the somach next to the word v'shochat, and he learns like this: Ma shchita b'tohirim. Just like shchita is supposed to be with the person that tor, is that smicha b'tohirim. The same thing, the smicha should also be with the person that tor. That's the way he dashed. Now we ask, Ma shno shchita b'tohirim Hashem. Like, why do you say for sure that shchita has to be done with the Torah, because it says the word Lufnei Hashem? So you could say the same thing, smicha also, the same thing by smicha.